Welcome to the third episode of this series. My name is Ana Paula Rios, and in today's submission, we will talk about the reality of anonymization and as well as the essential requirements for the COVID-19 tracking apps. Before I start with further explanations, it is important to establish certain bases. The European Data Protection Board, or EDPB, is a body made up of representatives from the EU's national data protection agencies, which helps coordinate the application of data protection law. They also published a guideline on April 2020 explaining the use of location data and contract tracing apps that had for purpose the control of the COVID-19 pandemic. These apps, based on the EDPB, should be used to empower rather than control, stigmatize, or repress individuals.
But what does it mean?
Well, basically, the European Union is forcing member states to follow a series of guidelines to regulate and control the COVID-19 apps, such as Stop COVID in France and Corona Warn App in Germany. Thierry Breton, the EU Commissioner for Internal Market, explained how strong privacy safeguards are a prerequisite for the uptake of these apps and therefore the usefulness. The Commission's principal essential requirements for national contact tracing apps explained that these devices had to be voluntary, approved by the National Health Authority, privacy-preserving, and dismantled as soon as no longer needed. These applications do not have the right to collect unnecessary information to keep control of the virus, such as civil status, call logs, communication, identifiers, messages, and location data.
Well, I understand. It is important that these apps do not request too much information for its use. However, is there any more preferred reason to not do so?
Of course, that's where I'm going. As I previously mentioned, personal data should be kept only for the duration of the COVID-19 crisis. Afterwards, as a general rule, all personal data should be removed or anonymized. Anonymization is defined as the use of a set of techniques in order to remove the ability to link the data with an identifiable natural person. To put it out in a simpler way, it is the fact of alienating data from a person in a permanent way. However, there's a big downfall to this, as even the European Data Collection Board has warned the EU member states that proper anonymization is not easy to achieve. Data cannot be anonymized on its own, and datasets as a whole may not be able to become anonymous. For example, a single data pattern tracing the location of an individual over a significant period of time cannot be fully anonymized. Researchers from Imperial College London and Belgium's Université Catholique de Louvain published results of a study explaining that there is a method capable of correctly re-identifying 99.98% of individuals in anonymized datasets with just 15 demographic attributes. In previous studies, one of the researchers explained how, with only 4 random criteria when shopping online, it was possible to re-identify 90% of the shoppers as unique individuals. This is the main reason why it's crucial that COVID-19 apps just have very limited amounts of information, due to the fact that the more attributes and information required, the harder it is to anonymize the information. One can conclude how hard it can be for certain pieces of information to be truly and concretely anonymous, given the risk of re-identification with just a few attributes. On the other hand, Europe's current data protection framework does not allow truly anonymous data to be freely used and shared. There are also various regulations imposed by the law to use and process personal data. So coming back to the COVID-19 tracking apps, the European Commission warned the EU member states that all contact tracing and warning apps should present all guarantees for human rights, especially privacy and data protection, the prevention of surveillance and stigmatization. The avoidance of data collection is also part of these conditions.
Now, what could you tell us about the use of tracking in these apps?
Well, I have the impression that Europe will never go to the point of individual-level location tracking as it is in China, for example. There is a new mechanism implemented in Europe, which goes by the name of Pan-European Privacy-Preserving Proximity Tracing. The basic objective of this instrument is to notify individuals who have been in contact with an infected person using their smartphones.
And how does it work?
It is pretty mind-blowing, to be honest. Based on the proximity and the duration of the interaction with the infected person, there's a Bluetooth handshake, which stores a certain amount of information. However, European law establishes that these pieces of data have to follow privacy guidelines. Enforcement of data protection, anonymization, GDPR compliance, and security are the most basic requirements. This tracking device collects no location data, movement profiles, contact information, nor identifiable features of devices. These exchanges generate temporary IDs to avoid individuals to be identified. Two or more smartphones exchange their respective IDs, which will then be saved on the device in an encrypted form. This technology was put into action in Europe by Germany's Fraunhofer Heinrich Hertz Institute for Telecoms. To avoid any external influence and use of information, this proximate tracing is being financed through donations. For this mechanism to work, there should be efforts coming from the EU citizens, as they have to voluntarily download one of these tracing apps and take their smartphones everywhere they go with Bluetooth enabled. It is also important to stand out the fact that based on a study performed by Oxford University, it is indicated that 60 to 75% of the population needs to have the app for it to be efficient. We can conclude then that even if there are many efforts to fight the coronavirus crisis in Europe, there is still a lot to do to improve these mechanisms. However, the first step before taking action is to become aware. So keep posted for the next submission of our podcast.